In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
His name is called Emmanuel.
God with us.
God with us. From our Heavenly Father up above. Listen to this song that says, oh, what a gift, what a wonderful gift. Who can tell the wonders of the Lord? Let us open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts. It is Christ the Lord. It is He.
Oh, what a gift, what a wonderful gift. Lord and our King. Oh, what a gift, what a
we're home at last.
For in the midst where our eyes to see will be Christ our Lord and our King.
Christ our Lord and our King. Oh, what a gift, what a wonderful gift. Who can tell the wonders of the Lord? Let us open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts. It is Christ our Lord, it is He.
It's recorded that in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Amen. The snow was falling down that night, with no place to rest in sight. Soon she would bring forth a son. The inn was Baby boy. Luke 2, verses 8 through 14, it's recorded, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Now lift the Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there.
Amen. Can you imagine being there in that field with those shepherds and seeing the angels exclaiming with joy the birth of our Savior? This old song, Angels from the Realms of Glory. Come and worship. Come and worship Christ, the newborn King.
Worship, worship, worship Christ the
19 through 20 says, "And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, 'Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them."
Sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven apart, heavenly hosts sing alleluia, Christ the Savior is born. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Amen. And he is Lord. And those shepherds went out to tell everybody the good news. You remember the old Christmas carol, "Go tell it on the mountain." We're telling the truth about Jesus and his love for the world. Amen. I want to tell everybody. I've been telling people about Jesus since 1978, and I'm not going to stop.
1987 for me, Nikki.
And I was a sinner. I prayed both night and day. I asked the Lord to help me, and he showed me the way.
Over the hills and everywhere, oh,
Thank you, Lord.
Got to tell somebody.
Yes.
Matthew, the second chapter. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Replies. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
Beloved, if you do not know this Jesus that we've been singing about, we invite you right now, whatever you're doing, just clear your mind and call upon the one that came to this earth to save us from our sins.
Amen.
He came into the world and the world knew him not, but we can know him today by calling upon him, asking forgiveness of our sins, and being willing to turn from the life we're living and to turn our life to him. This Jesus, what a wonderful gift he was to this world. This Jesus can change your life. This Jesus has his arms out, just waiting for you to run into his arms right now. You don't have to understand it. You just have to believe that there's a better way than the ways of the world, and that God does have a plan for your life.
Amen.
Now, if God didn't have a plan for your life, Jesus would not have come. But God's plan is for us to be with him eternally, and there is an eternity waiting, a destiny for all of us. And we make the choice of where that destiny is going to take us. Our Father wants us to be with him eternally, and that's why he sent his Son Jesus, a baby born of a virgin, grew up a little boy into a man, lived a perfect sinless life, so that he is the only one qualified to take the sins of the world upon him, to die for us, to pay a price that he didn't owe, to pay a debt that we owed, but he paid it for us.
Amen.
Nikki and I have made this CD for the main purpose to let the world know what Christmas really is all about.
Amen.
Christmas is about Jesus. Christmas is giving. And that's why it's a perfect time for us to give to God our heart, our Amen. Life, our soul. I implore you right now to call out to Jesus. He will not turn you away. You can say these words from your heart. If it only comes from our mouth, it's not going to have any effect. But from your heart, Jesus, I call upon you to forgive me of my sins and to come into my heart. May the precious, precious Holy Ghost, Spirit of God, come into me and give me a new birth by the Spirit. Write my name, dear God, in the book up there, the book of life. The Bible says it'll be open one day, and the ones that are not found in the book of life will be doomed for an eternity in hell, everlasting fire, weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. I don't want to go there, but I want to be with you. So now I commit my life, the way I live, the way I think, the things that I do will be Christ-centered. And I will pray, I will talk, I will tell others of you. Let this be your change in my life today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, Merry Christmas, my dear beloved God. Happy birthday, Jesus, amen. The Son of the living God.
Emmanuel. God is with you.